Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
My fellow Swifties. 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. Thank you for tuning in. Here on the John Landecker program, scheduled to last until 10 o'clock. Although one never knows. So that was some very, you know, that was some really early Taylor Swift we heard there. Because she was talking to Mary Hart, I think. And that's like ages ago. Okay, so everybody's a Swiftie, Taylor Swift mania. It's not mania. That's for the Beatles. This isn't mania. What is it? Maybe we'll go to Corey Rumore and she'll know her. No, Corey, what is it? It's not mania. It's Swifting.
Okay,
it's
this is,
what?
This is when I Google, words like mania. Here's the thing. I wish I were a Swiftie. I think I'm just a little out of the age range for it. I'm sure they have a word for it.
I don't think, I don't think you're out of the age for Swifties, for being a Swiftie. From what I've been seeing on social media, the attendance at her concerts, which are, they're more than concerts. They're like events. I mean, truly, you see, you know, with social media as it is today, so many people have their cameras recording in the stands, so to speak, for wherever she's playing. And it's like a big sleepover. only they don't sleep over. It's just like this big party. And yeah, I think it's just my guess that the majority of the people that are buying the tickets and going are women, girls, but that doesn't mean that the guys don't show up. And I know that, for instance, a lot has been made of that Green Bay Packer quarterback, former, who went to the Jets. He's hanging out at a lot of these shows in a special VIP area, and you see him a lot. Yeah. Dancing around and having a good time. And there's a lot of celebrities in this VIP area, actors, etc. So it's an event, all right. And, you know, I got to say, I think Taylor Swift's pretty much all right, in my opinion.
I totally agree. I think it's way fun. I mean, you mentioned, I don't know, passion. Is passion more of a... Like, I've had friends whose teenage daughters have, you know, plotted ways to get to places like Cincinnati and Nashville and where they can stay and where they can get tickets. Because tickets, of course, with the whole Ticketmaster issue, people didn't get tickets. They're hard to come by. And then I've had friends, you know, who weren't able to get tickets to the shows here. So they did end up driving to another city. But what an experience. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be an incredible experience that starts with the merchandise truck outside this Soldier Field and winds its way inside. And John, from what I hear, Taylor Swift has been doing like three and a half hour long shows. So, I mean, it sounds like you get an incredible show for the ticket price. But yeah, I agree with you. Part of it too, I think, is the people watching and seeing what celebrities will be there, you know, what special guests will come out on stage with her. It's definitely an experience, although I do feel like I'd be, I put together this kind of if you go guide on how to prepare for the concert. And I think at this point I'd be the mom in the station wagon at the pickup area on Columbus Drive, you know, waiting for my kiddo to come walking out of the concert. But it does sound like a really cool thing. And I wanted to ask you, I mean, have you, through the years, what other experiences have happened at Soldier Field, you know, concerts or whatever, that have been similar to this? Like, I was talking with a friend about that earlier today, and I mean, we could think of a few, but you're the expert here.
Well, I'm not the expert on concert attendance. I don't associate going to Soldier Field for a concert. None of the concerts that I really got into were at Soldier Field. I mean, some of the places I saw.
Yeah?
Like Bruce Springsteen came to town originally and played at the Auditorium Theater. So
that
was something else, right? So by the time Bruce Springsteen gets to Wrigley Field a few years ago, that's a whole different thing. It's just Soldier Field is a fine place for a concert. In fact, I was thinking how they're going to configure the whole arena, you know, just not the seating in the stands, so to speak, but where the stage is going to be, what's going to be behind the stage, how they're going to set the seating up for people in front. It's a very, very big deal. And, you know, you're talking about the ticket prices, and I'm certainly not going to defend the unbelievable price to go to a concert these days. But I've been following this Eras Tour, or whatever it's called, and the overhead on this tour, I'd love to find out what it is, because it has to be astronomical what she's moving around from city to city and setting up. I mean, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Rumor is on the phone. We're going to give you some tips about how to or how not to go to Taylor Swift at Soldier Field, and some of the ways that you might be able to have your own personal Taylor Swift experience in a maybe a much smaller venue when we come back on 720 WGN. Okay, well, that didn't play as well as I thought it was going to. 720 WGN, John Landecker with Corey Rumor from the Chicago Tribune. We're talking about everything Taylor Swift, and that was from a Taylor Swift concert at MetLife Stadium. And I don't know what these... how many people fit into MetLife Stadium. I think it's more than Soldier Field. And they were all singing along all the time and standing up the entire show. And I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen at Soldier Field. Although, I bet Soldier Field is on the lower end of attendance on this tour for her as far as stadium seating is concerned. And that's...
that's a good thought, John.
Well, there's been so much made, usually about the Bears, about how they need more seating. But in this particular case, I think it's going to work in favor of a Taylor Swift fan who maybe doesn't have seats right up close and maybe is back a ways. I think it's going to be pretty good. I really like her. I don't think there's anything wrong with her whatsoever. And we could talk about that some other time. Let's talk about what you wrote about, which is a very helpful guide to anyone who wants to be near or far away from Soldier Field for any of these Taylor Swift concerts. So let her go, Corey. What do you got?
Okay. As we all know, Taylor Swift coming to Soldier Field, she's playing there Friday night. Mm-hmm. Saturday night and Sunday night. And the schedule goes like this. So a big part of these concerts has been getting there early to get to the merchandise trucks that are outside of Soldier Field, that are going to be outside all the stadiums she's played at. So anyway, the schedule of events is the same for all 3 days. So at noon, there are these massive trucks that are going to be selling merchandise, so like hoodies and T-shirts and things like that. Those open at noon. Now, if I were you, I would not plan on driving anywhere near Soldier Field at all this weekend. So I would say if you made plans with somebody to go to Northerly Island or one of the museums on the museum campus, reconsider that right now.
Yeah,
get a rain check for next weekend. I've already told my son we're not going to the Shedd Aquarium this weekend. We're not going to the Field Museum this weekend. Every single parking space within Soldier Field is spoken for. They were all purchased during advanced sales. So you're not going to drive to Soldier Field and get a parking spot. That's just not going to happen. Avoid the headache of it. Our guide on the website gives you a bunch of possibilities of where to park or take public transportation. That's the other thing.
What website shows you where to park?
Okay, go to chicagotribune.com.
Yes.
And you will see there's a massive thing on the homepage of our website right now. It's my name and two of my colleagues' names on it. It says what to know ahead of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour shows in Chicago.
All right.
Good enough. So starting in the afternoon, things are going to be crazy around there. The show starts at 6:30. Gates open at 4:30. Taylor Swift is going to go on around 8, and then her show should last more than 3 hours. That's what it's been lasting at the other tours. And if you're picking somebody up who's going to the show, you're going to want to set up, not anywhere near Soldier Field. You're going to be on Columbus Drive. Go to Columbus Drive between Roosevelt Road and Balboa Drive. At 10:30 p.m., you can start, I wouldn't say parking, but like lining up to pick people up after the concert. So that's your best bet. If you're dropping somebody off at the stadium for this concert, don't go anywhere near Soldier Field.
Well, what about other methods of transportation? I mean, we have public transportation. We have Metro coming in from the burbs. I mean, people are going to be coming from every direction to Soldier Field for Taylor Swift over these 3 nights.
Exactly right. And, you know, it's kind of like it's similar to a Lollapalooza situation. Like you said, John, it's not going to be 100,000 people like it was for Lollapalooza. But I do feel like for Lollapalooza, a lot of people do take public transportation to get to it. And so, yeah, use the Metro if it's close to you. Use the CTA if it's close to you. Be prepared to be crowded in. Be prepared to walk to Soldier Field. But those are going to be your best and cheapest options to get there. There are a few garages off-site. Millennium Park Garage in Grant Park, that garage is going to be offering a shuttle service. But again, it's like you're going to be parking, and remember all the other cars that are going to be up in Lakeshore Drive trying to get to Soldier Field. So I think your best bet is just going to be to walk. Take public transportation, walk. I was talking to Brendan, your producer, and I think he has tickets. And we were talking about how walking is really going to be your best option. So wear some comfortable shoes.
Where'd you go?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Now I can hear you. You vanished for a moment.
Oh, no.
You're back. You're back. No worries. You're back. Everything's cool. You were talking about Brendan and wearing shoes. Then you disappeared.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, Brendan and I were talking that your best bet to get to Soldier Field is going to be to walk. So please wear something comfortable on your feet and plan to walk.
Now, I think that pretty well covers everything that needs to be said about going to Soldier Field, because it's not that different than attending a Bears game, quite frankly. And
Right.
You know, a sold-out Bears game, people know exactly what that's like. Maybe this is like sold-out Bears game 2.0. Maybe it's ratcheted up a little bit. But basically, you're talking the same venue. You're talking thousands and thousands of people. And all those methods and places that you mentioned to park, those have been utilized for years for people going to Bears games. And they've walked to those Bears games. So that shouldn't be so far out of the universe of, hey, what am I going to do about Taylor Swift? How about these other places that you mentioned? Let's get to those in the article. Because this is cool. So you can't get to Soldier Field and you can't get to Taylor Swift. See, here comes Corey Wimmer. She's got a place for you to go.
I totally love these ideas, John. And I'm not sure if any of these have sold out yet, but different bars and restaurants around the city are holding Taylor Swift themed parties or special seatings. Scarlet Bar, that's on Halsted Street in North Halsted, they're going to play, I think, two of Taylor Swift's albums front to back. And in the past, they've hosted different releases as they've come out for her. So that's something you can do there. At a place called Replay in Lincoln Park, they're going to have Taylor Swift-themed drinks, which sound pretty cool. There's one called Delicate. It has infused gin with vanilla, lemon, and honey. So that sounds fun. And they're going to do a Taylor Swift trivia night, I think tomorrow night at 7 p.m. They're going to have a sing-along on 5 p.m. No cover to go there. This is cool, too. So I didn't know. Of course, there's a cover band for everything. So there's a Taylor Swift cover band that's going to be playing at Lincoln Hall on Saturday night.
Great.
So that sounds really fun.
Yeah.
Woody's Flat, this is in Old Town. They're going to be doing a party as well with themed drinks and different cool photo setups. And then Hacksmith Chicago on Division Street is going to have something called a 21 and over champagne problems brunch. That's another great idea. So if you want to do breakfast, that's Saturday morning, maybe do that before you go to the concert. Yeah, that would be a fun way to spend the day. And the last one, Roscoe's Tavern in North Hollywood is doing an Eggs and Eras drag brunch. Okay, that sounds incredible to me. That sounds like so fun. So it's going to be on Saturday, and then they're going to have an After Eras dance party on Sunday night. So if you're not going to work on Monday, you have nowhere to be Monday morning, you can just carry it on into Monday morning. Taylor Swift mania, or what do we say, experience, passion,
experience,
whatever it is.
Fever, community,
I like
tribe,
that.
I don't know. Something positive, that's for sure. It'd be interesting. You know, you're mentioning all these different establishments that are using Taylor Swift as a vehicle to attract patronage. Be interesting to find out what Taylor Swift's impact on the Chicago economy is after the whole 3 days is over. I mean, certainly there's the impact as far as whatever is involved with Soldier Field. But, you know, you're listing all these other places that are going to be doing... It's like New Year's Eve or Halloween. You know, I mean, these places are like...
That's a good point.
Going to have theme nights, only it's Taylor Swift. I think that's very cool.
I do, too. I love it. I mean, that's the great thing about Chicago is we morph, right? You know, whether, like you said, whatever the holiday is, we like a reason to celebrate.
Right, right. Oh, thank you, Corey. You know, I love talking to you, Corey Weimer from the Tribune. Once again, plug your... plug what you plug. Corey.
Well, let's see. You can see my work on ChicagoTribune.com. And hey, sign up for my vintage Chicago Tribune newsletter. It comes out every Thursday afternoon. Just go to ChicagoTribune.com/newsletters. Sign up for vintage Chicago Tribune.
Thank you, Corey. Going to talk to you soon. Have a great
Thank
weekend.
You, Dad. You better.
All right. Thanks.